Skagway's clinic receives a machine that can determine the results of a COVID-19 test in just minutes. And the Skagway Borough Assembly approves the first phase of a new economic stimulus plan. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic received an Abbott ID Now rapid test machine to test for COVID-19. The machine delivers results in about 15 minutes. At Thursday's assembly meeting, manager Brad Ryan cautioned that the rapid kit is not as reliable as the traditional test. If the test is positive, it is accurate. But a negative result on the rapid test may not be accurate and requires additional testing. The borough does not plan to use the rapid tests for screening or widespread testing. The borough has 180 test kits for use with the rapid testing machine and 34 kits for the standard method of testing. The Skagway Borough Assembly voted to approve Phase 1 of the Skagway deal at their Thursday meeting. The stimulus plan takes its name from President Roosevelt's New Deal, a series of initiatives during the Great Depression. The goal of this local deal is similar, to boost the economy. Borough Manager Brad Ryan said the small construction projects should keep money in town.
If they're under 25 grand, we're only looking for quotes from people locally. If they're over, then we'll have to go through different bid processes, and then outside contractors could bid them.
Phase one consists of nine local projects that will be funded by capital improvements project funds, the public works operational budget, and the municipal operational budget. The borough's total investment in phase one will be nearly $170,000. The municipality and the finance committee are planning a second phase, which may include larger projects and discounted utility costs for residents.
We've budgeted utility reductions for water, sewer, and garbage. I don't know what that's going to look like, but we put in a discount line, assuming that the assembly is going to request that and we'll develop that.
That line item is in the upcoming six-month budget. Manager Ryan also intends to hire seven part-time park workers to work on trails in the summer. Earlier this year, the cast and crew of A&E's reality TV show Ghost Hunters visited Haines to investigate paranormal activity in the historic Fort Seward area. The new season of the show premiered last week, and Haines locals Travis Kuchel and Lee Heinmiller will be featured in an upcoming episode. KHNS spoke with them about an experience they had at Hotel Halsingland.
So I worked for Shannon and Jeff at the hotel as their chef there. So multiple different summers, and I just liked coming up to Haines, and and I'd stay at the hotel always in the quarters that's right like two stories above the kitchen. It's like this kind of hidden stairwell that none of the guests use. I was lying in bed and facing the television, and the television went static, and a hand came out of the ceiling and grabbed me by the arm. And all of a sudden there was an old man, kind of very balding, but like light gray hair, whitish hair, and light 5 o'clock shadow that was also gray and white. And he just grabbed my arm, and I was totally petrified and couldn't move. It was like he was trying to mouth words at me too, and I couldn't understand anything that was happening. I wanted to scream really bad and couldn't. Just disappeared, and then I started screaming. I told that story to Shannon and Jeff, and they told me I should write it down in the ghost book because they have a ghost log. And so, and then they're like, go back and read some of the other stories. And then there was another story in the book that happened in my room that was the same exact story. The last summer I did up there, I got visited probably three times. It was the same kind of situation. And I could hear these like keys, like someone had, like I could tell there was like keys on someone's hip, and it was just lightly nudging me and pushing me, like kind of rocking me. And then by the third time, I was on one side of the bed, and he pushed me all the way over to the other side of the bed. You know, it was like he was trying to get me to get out of bed, like wake up. Like he was kind of nudging me and get up, get out of bed. And like, you know, I did the Ghost Hunters thing, and I told them my story and stuff. you know, and then I did a little interview with the Chilkat Valley News, and Lee Heinmiller read the interview, and I was coming out of the P bar. He just like saw me coming out and did this big U-turn, pulled up in front of me and threw his passenger door open and was like, "Travis!" I was like, "Hey, Lee, what's going on?" And he goes, I read your article." And I was like, what article?" And he goes, "About the ghost." And I was like, "Oh yeah." And he goes, "I know that ghost." And I was like, "You know the ghost?" And he said, "Yeah, I know the ghost. His name is Clarence."
Clarence and Hilma Matson were the people that ran the hotel and stuff, and from the early years. And Clarence was kind of a jovial guy, and you know, the hospitality host kind of thing. Hilma had been a cook at the Swedish Embassy in Washington D.C. before they came here, so she started the hotel part of the business, and Clarence was basically the handyman and the meter and greeter for everybody. And he had a big wad of keys that he was always dragging around with him. When we hauled luggage, if Hilma was being nice to us, she would have us come over the night before and give us one of the rooms up in, you know, the far reaches of the building sort of thing that didn't get used too much. And she'd stuff the guys that were going to haul the luggage up there and then come wake us up at 5 in the morning and give us something to eat for breakfast. And then at 6, we'd go down to the boat harbor or wherever, you know, the buses that were coming in or whatever, and schlep the luggage around. Clarence was such a tightwad, he always had us punching a time card. I mean, we were making $1.75 an hour, and we were punching a time clock for it. So he didn't like it when we came and got to stay and get breakfast, too. He just wanted us in and out as fast as possible. But Hilma was real nice, and so she'd give us a room. And then Clarence would come up and wake us up in the morning, never in a particularly great mood, because he knew we'd spent the night, and we were also going to get breakfast out of the deal. But he'd come up and wake us up, and you'd hear him coming with his keys.
That was Travis Kuchel and Lee Heinmiller. You can catch them on the season finale of A&E's reality TV show Ghost Hunters. The episode airs on May 27th at 9 p.m. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.